Welcome to the Meet the Majors podcast series, brought to you by Career and Professional Development at Baylor University. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities with their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Amy Ames, and we are joined today by Dr. Andrea Dixon, a professor in the Marketing Department who leads Baylor's Center for Professional Selling. Welcome, Dr. Dixon.
Thank you, Amy.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, professional selling involves the connections and value creation opportunities that happen between businesses and organizations. And while some companies sell products directly to consumers, that's a business-to-consumer selling. Our program, Baylor's Professional Selling Program, focuses on the relationship exchanges that happen between organizations, which is that business-to-business, or what you might also call a B2B context. So as a discipline, professional selling draws on a number of theories and frameworks from cognitive psychology, sociology, economics, organizational behavior, and even marketing for starters. What we'd like our students who are listening today to know is that the Baylor's Professional Selling Program is really more than a major. It is a full program that includes both curricular and extracurricular programming elements. And as we describe the professional selling program, we like to describe it in the context of three C's. And so let me explain each of those C's in turn. The first C stands for the professional sales curriculum, which is 7 courses that are delivered with a very strong experiential pedagogy. That means role plays, mock meetings, negotiations, and students will find that most pro sales classrooms are lively and engaged. Now, we benchmark our curriculum annually against more than 30 other schools who participate in what's called the University Sales Center Alliance. So we keep our curriculum at the leading edge. At the same time, we're blessed to deliver our courses in the context of the Baylor model, which means we have small numbers of students in each class with high student-faculty interaction. So that's our first C, our curriculum. Our second C stands for our intentional college-to-career transition strategy. And most of this takes place outside the curriculum. We have 4 specific programs that bring this college-to-career transition strategy to life. Number 1, our professional development program, which we call our PDP, involves a series of executive speakers, and these are called our First Wednesday series. In addition to these First Wednesday events, each semester we offer an internship workshop. We had that last night, and we had 260 students at that workshop listening to 10 different students discuss their internship experiences. We also each semester offer a personal branding workshop and a marketing and professional selling career fair. And this career fair attracts upwards of 30 companies who are very interested in our pro sales students. The second component of this college to career transition strategy is what we call our Top Gun training program. Top Gun is a full-day intensive professional development workshop where our pro sales students are surrounded by executives who serve as professional development coaches, and they work on issues such as refining the resume, engaging in the interview process, and so on. We hold that Top Gun program at the start of each semester so students are prepared for the interviews that will be ahead. Our third program to support this college-to-career transition strategy involves sales competitions. We offer an on-campus sales competition each year called the Baylor Business Sell-Off, or BBSO, and all pro sales students participate in the BBSO. In addition, we raise the funds and we coach our students to participate in sales competitions held across the United States, from California to New Jersey, Indiana, Florida, Wisconsin, Georgia. Each of our pro sales students participates in at least 1, and sometimes upwards 3, external sales competitions. And participating in these competitions prepares students for the college-to-career transition through that competition preparation, and also due to the fact that the external competitions put students in direct contact with hiring managers as they network in the job fairs that accompany these competitions. Now, the fourth program that supports our college-to-career transition strategy leverages the trend of gamification and mobile communication. The program, which is called ProPass, puts the students' professional development into a fun and engaging mobile app where students track and earn points for participating in various professional development activities. Students accrue points to reach silver, gold, and platinum status and then be eligible for prizes. In addition, then, when companies participate in our on-campus recruiting program, the recruiters receive a copy of the student's resume as well as a copy of his or her ProPass report. That allows the hiring manager or recruiter to see how engaged the student is in his or her professional development. ProPass provides another way for students then to differentiate themselves as they engage in the interview process. So those are the four programs, the PDP, Top Gun Training, Sales Competitions, and ProPass, that are all designed to ensure that ProSales students are thoroughly prepared to make that college to career transition, which is our second C. You've been listening a little while. Let me get to that third C so we give you a chance to ask some other questions, Amy. The third C of the ProSales program is our intentionally collaborative culture. Students in ProSales coach their peers in preparation for competitions, and we ensure that our students are invested in the success of other students in the program. We have a number of social activities and events that create a strong set of connections across our students. Those start, for example, with our back-to-school pizza and planning event and our Top Gun training event. We have a photo shoot each fall, which we then feature our students in our marketing communication materials. We have a ProSales Christmas party and White Elephant gift exchange. Those are all now standard parts of the program experience. We host a homecoming parade viewing breakfast tent that brings alumni back and puts them in contact with our current students. And so our ProSales students identify with one another through a number of these shared experiences. So we hope that this three C's framework helps students understand what ProSales has to offer: a comprehensive curriculum that's highly engaging, a systematic college to career transition strategy that leverages our PDP, Top Gun, Sales Competitions, and ProPass programs, and finally, our intentionally collaborative culture.
What types of students might find a good fit in this major?
That's a great question, Amy. We find that the students who excel in the ProSales area are really interested in other people. They're people-oriented problem solvers, and they like to get things done. They have a great deal of personal energy, and they hold high expectations of themselves. And they're also academically talented. While an applicant must have a 3.0 or above to participate in ProSales, and that's because our hiring companies demand that GPA of 3.0, our current students actually have an average GPA of 3.4. So those are some of the common traits of our ProSales students, but I think it's also important to note that our students are also very different from one another. So while they might be high energy and highly interested in others and they're problem solvers, we have some who are involved in athletics and some are involved in club sports. We have others who are involved in Baylor's music program, some are in leadership roles of Greek life, and others lead through Baylor's chamber organization. Some started their college experience at Baylor as freshmen, while others have come to Baylor's transfer students and they found the ProSales culture to be exactly what they're looking for. We find that our students genuinely like one another, and they refer to themselves as part of the ProSales family. So another quality that suggests a student would be a good fit to this program is that they like to be part of a community of other talented people.
What are the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
Well, they're going to develop a number of key skills, including how to manage a conversation, how to negotiate, how to identify and calculate and present a value proposition for a customer, how to engage as part of a selling team, how to engage with business people and executives, how to network, how to listen effectively, how to make executive-level presentations, how to conduct training programs, how to coach others, how to lead others using data analytics, how to prospect into large organizations like the Fortune 500. Gosh, I could keep going, but I'll stop there. I think what's important is we really focus on knowledge and education as well as skill development for our ProSales students.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or special projects?
Absolutely. Students can participate in research initiatives as part of a scheduled independent study if they desire. And all of our ProSales faculty are research active and they enjoy engaging with students.
If students do not declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Well, students can join ProSales as late as the start of their junior year and be able to complete the coursework and extracurricular learning and development opportunities. However, it's important to note that entry into the program is fairly competitive, and students stand a better chance of participating in ProSales if they apply in the spring of their freshman year or sometime during their sophomore year. We've been given the ability to give a student a provisional admission, even though they're a pre-business student, because our entrance requirements are higher.
Are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes?
No, but we do provide our students with the Certified Sales Student Designation. That Certified Sales Student Designation is bestowed by that University Sales Center Alliance. At the same time, we're working to provide additional certification opportunities for our students. And again, all of this is in an effort to allow our students to differentiate themselves for the competitive job market.
How can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
Well, we have a systematic learning and development journey for our students, so we prepare our students to be successful. To prepare for this journey, a freshman or sophomore needs to apply him or herself with enthusiasm to the courses they're currently taking. And students in the Pro Sales program then come in and have a GPA that's strong, and then they build on that.
What is the biggest misconception about this field?
Well, students often have the mistaken impression that there is a single sales position out there, when in fact, our students are placed in a variety of different types of sales positions. Some work in an outside sales role, while others choose to work in an inside sales position. Both have advantages to consider when making a career decision. Some companies have a salesperson handle the entire sales process from start to finish, while other companies have an unbundled sales process where a person will handle only one portion of the sales process. So, for example, some of our recent graduates are in what are called sales consultants roles for a company that uses this unbundled process. And in that instance, these students handle only the product demonstration part of the sales call. That's it. Someone else opens the possible account, someone else negotiates the deal, someone else sets up the terms of the sale and closes. So the biggest misconception is to judge the professional sales field as if it's only a single type of opportunity.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
Sales consultant, business development consultant, sales representative, market development consultant, territory manager. The titles are numerous, and the companies are as well. Companies that recruit from our program include a number of Fortune 500 companies, such as the 3M Corporation, Occidental Chemical, which is a division of Occidental Petroleum, Oracle, AT&T, McAfee, Henry Schein, Concentra, which is a medical division of Humana, VMware, Konica Minolta, Gartner, Enterprise, Liberty Mutual, and more.
Are there particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
Companies hire Baylor Pro Sales students and place them all over the U.S.
Is there any final advice you would like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
We strongly recommend that students interested in exploring Pro Sales visit with at least 3 current students in the program. If they're interested, they can stop by 211 Handcammer and they can take a look at the Pro Sales photo wall and identify students involved in the program. In addition, I'll be happy to introduce any prospective student to a number of Pro Sales students so they can have that conversation.
I'd like to thank our guest, Dr. Dixon, for joining us today, and thank you for listening to this edition of Career and Professional Development's Meet the Majors podcast.